Well, good Monday morning, Brookside. Hope you had a wonderful weekend and you were able to join us as we opened God's Word on Sunday. What I'd like to do today is take a look at Psalm 46. This passage has been a real help to me, an encouragement, and I trust it'll be the same for you. So open up Psalm 46, if you will, and let's read down through this together, okay? I will read it aloud for you, give you a couple thoughts, and then let you be on your way for the day. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride, Selah. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. Now listen to this. The nations made an uproar. The kingdoms tottered. He raised his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, behold the works of the Lord. Who has wrought desolations in the earth? He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns chariots with fire. Cease striving. Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. A couple things here real quick, won't keep you long. A couple things that stood out to me. Right at the very beginning of this, it says God is our refuge and strength. A very present means here, now. A very present thing. It's here. It's tangible. Help. In trouble. In the midst of all that we have, and this idea of trouble, I mean, we look around us and we feel like there's all this trouble. Everything's so troubling, right? He's a very present help in trouble. In the midst of all of these things, though the earth should change, and many of our worlds are changing, not the way this is talking about, but just in general, everything around us, the way we live our lives is changing. He's very present help in trouble. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. Now listen to this. The nations made an uproar. Think about that. The kingdoms tottered. But listen to this. He raised his voice. And what happened? The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Let's take a look at what that word stronghold means real quick. Let's see what what God's word is talking about when he says there's that stronghold. He is our stronghold. He is our strength. And when we look at that, and then when we think about that, we need to remember, it's the same idea as this refuge. He is our stronghold, or he is our refuge, right? So we can hide in him. We can be secure with him. It's a structure in which we can hide. So just remember that. Think about that. Now, what else does he say? Come behold the works of the Lord. Have you forgotten what he's done? In the midst of all this, is it easy to look up and cry and say, what is going on? And we forget the works of the Lord? Absolutely it is. But look at what it says. It says, he has made desolations of the earth, but he makes wars to cease. He can break the bow and shatter the spear. He can burn the chariots. He takes care of all those. And in the midst of all that, what does he tell us to do? He says, be still. Cease striving, or be still and know that I am God. Many of us don't look at this as an opportunity. Many of us don't look at this as a chance to slow down and to be still. And for many of us, life hasn't slowed down too much. For some, it has. For those of you who are so used to running, go, 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 have to go here, have to go there, got things that we want to do, the busyness. And right, let's just be honest. For a lot of us, how busy we are can be a status symbol for others. Oh, well, we've got this to do, and we've got this to do, and we've got this to do. And right now, God has given us the opportunity to be still, slow down, stop, and do what? Know that he is God. To what extent? He then says, when you're stopped and you know that I am God, you'll remember something. You'll understand something. Don't forget this. I will be exalted in the nations. Now, folks, we've got an interesting opportunity. Not many times in the time of the world can missionaries and Christians alike, if they're sending churches, those of us here in the United States, there have not been many times outside of maybe wars, and even that didn't necessarily engulf the whole world, even though they were World War II, right? In World War I and the different things going on there. But think about this. How many times in the history of the world can we sit back and speak with our missionaries and with Christians around the world, and we're all going through the same exact thing? We can fellowship around what's happening. We can understand and know what they're going through because we're experiencing it too. What a privilege that is to share in some even small way, knowing that together we are going through something at the same time as our missionaries around the world. Now that is a privilege. Why is that a privilege? Because together we can encourage each other. Because together we can pray for each other, and we can realize and remind ourselves that when we're stopped, when we can be still and know that he is God, we will remember and we will be able to declare, as the psalmist did here, God will be exalted in all the nations, and he will be exalted in all the earth. Folks, what a wonderful thought. What a wonderful psalm. Remember, he is our very present help in trouble. He is our refuge, our stronghold. Remember that. Remember, use this opportunity. Look at it as an opportunity. Use this opportunity to reflect. Whether you're a family together and you can't go to all the sporting events and all the different activities that you normally would be busy doing, all good things, all fun things. Do you sit down and reflect with your family and you're still and say, ah, he's God. He is God. He will be exalted in and through this. Now, You have a choice. And I want to call you to be encouraged and to be still and all of these things. But you've got a choice. God will either be exalted throughout the nations and in all the earth through you, with you working with him, or he will be exalted in spite of you. Now you tell me. You make a decision today. Today, is God going to be exalted in spite of you, in spite of your attitude about it, in spite of your vitriol towards all that's going on? Or will you partner, be part of why God is exalted throughout all the nations? He will be exalted. And it doesn't depend on you or me. He's going to do it. He's God. He's promised he's going to do it, but he will either do it with you, as a result of you, through you, or he will do it in spite of you. Man, I hope today that you choose to be still, know that he is God, and understand in the midst of all of this, and in the midst of all this craziness going on, you'll decide that you will be part of why God can be exalted. Man, I'm praying for you guys. We are praying for you as a staff. Please, as always, let us know if there's anything you need help with. We are here for you. We're praying. We love you. We miss you. And we look forward to the time when you and I and all of us can come together again. But until then, be still and know that he is God. Know that he will be exalted. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to look at your word, for the opportunity to echo the Psalms thousands of years ago that remind us to be still, to know that you are God, to have confidence that no matter what, you will be exalted. Lord, be with us throughout this day. Be with us throughout this week. May you not have to exalt yourself in spite of us, but may we be used in a mighty way to exalt you. We ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen.